Hi, I'm Heather Mulder.
And I'm Janice Greeno, and you're listening to Dementia Untangled, where we explore the topic of dementia through conversations with physicians, experts, and community leaders.
Our discussions focus on innovative ideas, practical strategies, and proven methods to guide caregivers along a supportive path.
Hello, and welcome to Dementia Untangled. We are so grateful you have joined us for this episode of our podcast.
Today, our conversation will be in celebration of our sixth season of Dementia Untangled, and we'll be talking about some of our favorite moments. And today, we've invited our editor and producer to join our conversation. Welcome back, Amber.
Yes, welcome back, Amber.
Hey, I'm so happy to join you again. Every season when we do this episode, it always surprises me how far we've come. Six seasons. I'm so grateful to both of you, our whole team, and to our inspirational guests.
Thank you, Amber. And yes, we are so grateful to so many people who have helped us make this podcast a success that's helping so many people. And we are so thankful to you too, Amber. Thank you so much. And we truly do appreciate you, our listeners. And special thanks to those who have shared feedback. The episode with Susan Frick on loneliness really struck a chord with many of you. And one listener emailed us and said, "Really loved your loneliness podcast, !!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!!! caregiver for another family member who has Alzheimer's and spends most of his time alone because the caregiver works. So we are so glad to hear that that episode was so helpful, and we love hearing from you. So we invite you to email us with your feedback or comments to dementiauntangled@bannerhealth.com.
Janice, you bring up how impactful this was for the person who's living with the disease. And when I reflect on these seasons of Dementia Untangled, I think some of our conversations with the person who is actually living with dementia are always so impactful and deeply appreciated. Special thanks to Lori Scherer for sharing what life is like for her as she is living with both Alzheimer's disease and frontotemporal dementia, sharing the challenges and the way she is overcoming them.
Her story is so moving, and her Christmas lights analogy is so incredible, and it was so touching to hear her read it.
I'm so glad we get to bring these stories forward, because the more people can relate to someone else's situation, it can help them feel less alone in their own. Like, recently we heard that Bruce Willis, a very famous actor, has been diagnosed with FTD. And when a person like a celebrity that is very well known shares their diagnosis, it helps reduce the stigma around dementia and encourage people to educate themselves and be more compassionate. The stories and analogies that people share always have a way of painting such a clear picture of their experiences for others. If you haven't listened yet, I encourage you to check out Lori's episode.
Janice, let's get started with you. Are there any standout moments or episodes that really struck you in season 6?
You know, it is always so hard to choose. But first of all, just practically speaking, I think everyone who is 18 or older should listen to elder law attorney Emily Kyle share with us about getting your legal affairs in order. She gives such practical and approachable advice that helps take the fear out of estate planning, and she makes it empowering.
Yeah, that was episode 52, I think. It was a good reminder that you don't have to wait to make these plans. And I have to admit, I'm guilty. I do not have my affairs in order. And the conversation with Emily really helped me wrap my head around how easy it is to get started. Anything else, Janice?
Well, it truly is such an honor to have so many incredible guests to choose from. And I love hearing the stories about what brought them to the dementia community and their expert titles, like Dr. Michael Tout. His episode really stood out to me. He shared about research on how listening to favorite music improves brain plasticity and cognitive performance in people with Alzheimer's disease. And I mentioned titles. I'm so impressed with the people we get to talk to. And thanks to this podcast, we get to share those conversations with you. And I might be geeking out just a little bit, but just listen to Dr. Tout's titles, a professor in the Faculty of Music and the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Toronto, endowed by the Canadian federal government, Canada Research Chair in Music, Neuroscience and Health, and fellow of the British Royal Society of Medicine. And his energy, passion, and commitment to researching the power of music and how non-pharmacological music-based interventions can rewire or increase the plasticity and can create cognitive boosts. And I like that. Cognitive boosts. That's something I can understand. And he shared about how his research can be implemented and how caregivers and people living with dementia, any of us really, can see results by using a disciplined approach of daily listening to meaningful autobiographical music and then reminiscing about it to provide those cognitive boosts. Another thing he talked about was his early research of how rhythm helps patients with Parkinson's disease to improve their gait and so many other benefits of music. One study he talked about was a study that he had done in Fort Collins, Colorado, inviting people living with dementia and their caregivers to a number of symphonies and how that experience improved their mood and their cognition. And it is such a small world because at the time I actually lived one town away and I actually knew participants in that study and worked very closely with people who worked to organize it.
Janice, I totally agree with how impressive our guests are that we have the honor of having conversations with. And it always kind of blows my mind how we're able to speak with these really educated, really accomplished guests, but yet they break down these complicated topics in a way that makes it understandable, relatable, and even applicable.
Exactly. Like the words cognitive boost, that really helped me understand. And I think it helps others understand what is happening in the brain.
And you know that this is one of my favorite subjects too, is talking about the power of music. And we see this time and time again in the different music programs that we offer at Banner Alzheimer's Institute. It's just fascinating to see someone who not only has a foot in the school of music, but also the school of medicine, being able to bring out evidence around the impact that music is having in the structure of someone's brain. So I really encourage our listeners, if you haven't yet, be sure to check out that episode with Dr. Tout. So what about you, Amber? Was there an episode that really stood out to you?
I was really pumped to talk to Dr. Danielle Goldfarb about whether marijuana could help with dementia symptoms. It's episode 58 for those of you keeping track. And as a kid of the 80s, I was heavily influenced by drug resistance education programs like DARE. You guys remember DARE?
I remember.
Right? And things I saw on TV about how drugs were America's biggest enemy. So as you can imagine, I have carried those feelings and ideas with me as an adult. So it's really very interesting to learn more about marijuana its components, the scientific development of it, regulation, and how it might be the right option for some.
And hearing her talk about weighing the risks and benefits and the research was so interesting, as well as Heather's opening in that episode about the history of marijuana's use for medicinal purposes.
I loved learning from Dr. Goldfarb because she breaks it down in this really digestible way, helping us understand what this plant is capable of and how it may be able to help with some of the symptoms of dementia. Because at the end of the day, all we're really looking for is a more comfortable, higher quality of life with dementia. And in some cases, the solution may not be something you've traditionally thought of as one. And because of this conversation that we got to have with her, I was able to have a conversation with a family member who was interested in possibly looking at marijuana to be able to help with some symptoms of pain. And I had no experience. I had never been to a dispensary. I didn't even know how you would go about getting marijuana. And so I felt a little more confident after this conversation. I did some research. I took them to a dispensary, and it was not at all what I imagined it was going to be. And I don't know that I would have had the courage to go forward with that experience to, you know, help out my family member if I didn't feel so much more confident and knowledgeable based off of what Dr. Goldfarb shared with us.
What an amazing testimonial, Amber. I think for our listeners, it's important to know that not only do we put these conversations forward for you and hope that it can be of benefit and help improve your quality of life or open up options to maybe possibilities that you'd never considered before, but we also very much take these conversations to heart and find ways to apply them in our own lives. It was really interesting when we were kind of planning out season 6. I remember having a discussion around Dr. Goldfarb's episode and Dr. Joshi's episode before we had recorded them and wondering if there would be overlap in the two. And it actually ended up becoming a really interesting contrast where Dr. Goldfarb really shared about medical marijuana and it the potential benefit for people who are living with cognitive decline. And Dr. Joshi's episode focused more on substance use and its impact on your risk of developing a dementia. So I just thought it was like an interesting contrast that we ended up with in this season.
I think both conversations tackled a topic that not everybody is always comfortable talking about. And for us to be able to break these down and speak to a medical provider about it, I think can bring a level of comfort to a topic that most people or some people may not necessarily have. All right, Heather, let's go. Give us your hot take on season 6.
Ever since we discovered Susan Frick's TEDx talk, we knew we needed to speak with her, and she did not disappoint. The episode that launched season 6 is the one that really struck me. Susan talked about this imagery of people living with dementia almost feeling like they're in a hole, like Swiss cheese. And she used this really descriptive language based on her experience working with people with early stage dementia. She talked about the difference between loneliness and feeling alone and how it's possible to be around people, but yet feel alone, feel isolated based on the experience that you're having. People living with dementia can feel excluded. They feel treated differently than others. They can feel left behind. And this can be part of the disease process. You know, they can't engage in the same way as they had before. They can't keep up with conversations. Things are moving too quickly. It also can be a result of feeling left out. I think something that was really powerful that she talked about was how mistakes are treated differently in people living with dementia. She shared an example of a gentleman living with early stage dementia, and said, he told her, you know, if you leave the stove on, it's a mistake. And maybe even people would laugh it off. But if I leave the stove on, I'm never allowed to touch the stove again. And I think that just, for me, it was a moment that kind of caught me about what it really is like to live with a dementia. She also talked about the other side of the coin of loneliness is for the caregiver, the care partner, who is experiencing feelings of abandonment by friends and families. But, you know, it wasn't all about loneliness and these feelings of sadness. It was also hopeful. And she, Janice, I know you loved this, really leaned into the Dementia Friends movement and how powerful that can be for communities and for individuals who are impacted.
I did love that. And the Dementia Friends movement makes such a positive impact by encouraging people to make a difference in the lives of people living with dementia in either big or small ways. It can be just as easy as making a phone call to say hello every now and then, or inviting people to attend a memory cafe.
And a lot of the conversations that we have with people, not just on the podcast, but in the other outreach work that we all do, we hear a lot about this feeling, these feelings of isolation and loneliness. And I think it can come from a couple of different things. We talk a lot about stigma, about dementia, and people not wanting to talk about it. And so maybe people are cutting themselves off so that they don't have to share, you know, that information with the people around them. Or even if they do share, maybe people don't know how to react to that information and how to be supportive. And I think the more that we talk about it, the more that we kind of expose the realities of what this journey is, I think it helps other people relate and move through it.
And I always think that helping people helps people.
Well said, Janice.
Janice Greeno, philosopher. I like it. I like it.
Add it to your title, Janice.
I like it.
Oh, you guys.
Susan's discussion around loneliness, releasing so close to Lori Scherer's episode, was really striking to me as well. And we talked earlier, Lori is living with Alzheimer's disease and FTD. And really, her episode is so inspirational, how she has found purpose and meaning and engages and supports other people who are living with the diagnosis. Her stories of encouraging other people to get involved and stay involved and find their purpose and essentially combat loneliness and stay engaged in daily life was, I think, just the perfect crescendo from Susan's episode.
Was that a musical reference?
That it was.
Yes, and as I mentioned, I heard from our listeners that Susan's episode was so powerful for them. They came to Memory Cafe talking about how amazing it was.
I was so impressed with really all of our guests this season. I think the conversations we're having are just so important for us to have as people that are involved with the podcast, but also doubly as important for the people in our audience, our listeners, you medical professionals that may listen to this podcast, just creating a safe space to be able to talk about these topics openly and honestly has been really refreshing for me. And the way that you, Heather and Janice, are able to really bring out the best in our guests is very inspiring.
Well, and we are so grateful to you, Amber, for making us sound so good.
I mean, we're also so appreciative of our growing community and all of the new connections we've made since we started this journey. Each season has been such a unique experience, and we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, what you think. Please take a moment to leave us a review or drop us a line at dementiauntangled@bannerhealth.com. We're so excited to get that feedback from you. And I know, surprise, surprise, season 7 of Dementia Untangled is just around the corner. So subscribe now and you won't miss out on any of our future episodes.
We have a great list of guests planned for you in season 7. So until then, we invite you to go back and listen to those episodes that really have helped you out the most. Or maybe there were a few that you're like, well, I don't think that really applies. But if you're like me, after sitting through one of those conversations, you might learn a few things that really surprises you and helps you on this dementia journey.
Thank you again to our inspiring guests from season 6, to my co-host, Janice Greeno, and our producer, editor, Amber Ayers. And our biggest thank you to you, our listeners.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm looking forward to our next conversation on Dementia Untangled. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Dementia Untangled. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dementia Untangled is hosted by Heather Mulder and Janice Greeno, produced and edited by Amber Ayers, and is brought to you by Banner Alzheimer's Institute and Banner Sun Health Research Institute. We are supported by generous donations to the Banner Alzheimer's Foundation.
Please visit our website at banneralz.org and follow us on Facebook to learn about upcoming events. If you have questions or comments, please email us at dementiauntangled@bannerhealth.com.